Great guy Noam Pikelny is with us this week. Plus, the gospel-inspired Sacred Steel Band guaranteed to get you dancing in the kitchen. The Lee Boys join us as well. And we'll have author and green building advocate Jonathan Rose talking about his book, The Well-Tempered City, this week in E-Town.
Sunday morning at 11 on KGNU.
And it is 7 o'clock.
You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. On tonight's cabaret program, we'll revisit a live studio session from 2017 with vocalist and instrumentalist Sheila Bringy, hosted by KGNU's Elena Claver.
Yeah. Sheila Bringi and friends, thank you so much. So Sheila, tell us about the instruments that you're using here. I'm looking at this beautiful harp, which hopefully you'll play soon. But
yes,
tell us about the ones that you started this.
Yeah, so I started off playing an instrument called the bansuri, which is a 7-holed flute made out of bamboo, and it comes from North India. And they come in varying sizes, very long, very short. So mine was kind of a medium size, and that affects the key that it's in. So I was playing that, and I was also playing the harmonium, which is like a hand pump organ that is originally European, but this version of it comes from India, where you can sit on the floor and play it. So, yeah.
Well, I think thanks to stations such as KGNU, the practice of yoga, and many musicians, Western musicians, who play this music, a lot of people might know it. But tell us about this music, and how did you grow up from a very young age playing this? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so actually, I am originally from Fort Collins. So I was born and raised there, and my parents were immigrants from South India, and they're both trained scientists and also musicians. So they were my first teachers. My mother is a vocalist, and my father plays the mridangam, which is a double-barrel drum. And so, yeah, I grew up always with music in the house, and my parents encouraged me from a young age to study Indian classical music as well as Western music side by side. So I had that kind of education in both musical cultures.
Okay, so what would you like to play next?
This next song is a very new song. It's called She Sang, and it was written by a very good friend of mine, Clinton Patterson. And it's about a girl who hears a voice in the middle of the night, and she doesn't know what to do, but she knows that she needs to sing. When I was growing up, a lot of times I would learn mantras and songs from my parents, but I wouldn't know what the meaning of the words is. So this is about a girl who doesn't know what she's singing, but she just knows that she needs to sing.
She knew what to do.
Such a beautiful combination of harp and harmonium. So is the harp played commonly in Indian music, or is that just something that you picked up?
So interestingly, the harp is one of the most ancient instruments in a lot of music cultures, and it was there in ancient Indian music, but for the most part, no, it hasn't developed into an instrument like it is in the West. There's an instrument called the Swaramandal, which means a mandala of notes, which is played, it's like a lap harp. But incorporating the harp into Indian music is kind of my own innovation.
Would you say that you bring some traditional and original kirtan music, as well as other songs like this one that maybe were written by someone Western, and you just adapt it to because it's such a beautiful song and it fits?
Yeah, I've been influenced by a number of types of music, and I think you can hear it. You can hear it throughout. Of course, Indian classical music and devotional music, of which kirtan is a part, but also jazz has been a big influence on me. Folk music, both Western and Indian. And I work, one of my closest collaborating partners is Clinton Patterson, and he's a blues musician from Atlanta, and he plays blues guitar and trumpet. And so he actually produced both my records, Shakti Sutra and my first one called Incantations. So yeah, it's got a lot of different influences.
So if you want to do those other kinds of styles, do you need to have other friends, other people in the band? I don't know if you want to say something, Brent, or... I guess we can see how much you all want to stretch out with the instrumentation you've got here.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, I feel like it comes through kind of no matter what I'm doing, no matter if I'm leading a kirtan or playing even classical music. I feel like these influences come through. Yeah.
Well, let's get some more music.
Should we play another song?
Yeah.
This song is called Peacock, and you can hear it on my first album, Incantations. Thank you.
I couldn't tell. Is that a language or is that vocables? What language is it?
Good question. So I was singing both. The song itself is in a language called Assamese, which is from the state of Assam in northern India. And then I was also singing kind of just like vocalizes style in the middle.
Mm-hmm. And even though you grew up in Colorado, do mm-hmm. you speak some of the languages of India?
I speak a little bit of a language called Kannada, which is my mother's native tongue, a little of Tamil, which is my father's native tongue. Yeah. I can understand more than I can speak, but I do speak a bit, yeah.
It's just so amazing how many languages there are there.
Yeah.
And I had another question. Mm-hmm. You grew up in Colorado, and when you sing, it really has that very Indian sound of all of the microtones, even mm-hmm. though the instruments that you're playing are well-tempered instruments, such as the Western scale with the harmonium and the harp, mm-hmm. and it's such an amazing combination of those two. How was it learning to sing like that, even though you grew up in Colorado, or is it just come from having grown up with that music your whole life?
Yeah. Well, my first singing teacher was my mother. To me, it was completely natural. And I also kind of like grew up like singing in choir and singing, you know, at school and stuff. For me, it was completely natural because it was just such a strong part of my family's culture.
It's just so interesting to me. For myself, I also sing, and yet I know I could never sound like that when I sing kirtan. It's clearly a Westerner singing. And I just think it's so interesting because in cultures like in India, there's such a preservation of those microtones and the mm-hmm. scale, so many more notes than what we have available to us in the West. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. Wow, so Sheila Bringu mm-hmm. and friends, what would you like to do next?
We're going to play a song called Shri Krishna, which is again off of Incantations. Thank you.
when you can really hear the other influences that you were mentioning. Like, it's really cool to hear the words that, well, if you sing kirtan, you know you've heard those words in other melodies and other versions. So it's really neat to hear them in a different version like that.
Cool.
When you do kirtans, do you ever find yourself trying to push the envelope with someone, bring in something like that rather than just playing it on the harmonium, which is what people might expect?
Oh, yeah, totally. I lead it with the harp as well, and I'll be singing and playing harmonium and then pick up my flute and play, and yeah, definitely. And I'll have like a guitar player, I'll have a trumpet player at times, so definitely.
Do you ever find any sitar players?
I haven't recently, but I know that there's a really good one in the area, Vijay, what's his last name?
Shrestha.
Vijay Shrestha. So look out for him.
Oh, that'll be really neat.
Yeah.
Well, what else would you like to do? I really don't want to take away any more time from the music because it's just so lovely.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll play another piece. Thank you.
Well, the last part, the words are recognizable, Govinda and Gopala.
Yes.
But the first part, what language was that, and what was this? What were the lyrics about?
So that particular song is in Hindi. It speaks of a beloved longing for the lover, longing for their beloved, and it speaks of how it speaks of their attachment and the love for each other, and how they want to sangha, how they want to be together. So it kind of draw the words out with the expression and with the raga and the melody to convey those.
So how do you decide what language you're going to write something in, or does it kind of come based as you're? As you're imagining,
that's a really good question. So that the last one that we just sang, the Govinda Jaya Jaya part, that those are traditional devotional lyrics, and then before that was a traditional composition. So I didn't actually write the words to either, though I wrote the melody to the last little piece to the last kirtan there at the end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And when you are putting together a piece, do you draw on the other musicians, or do you kind of bring compositions to the group and then see what people can add?
That's a really good question. It works kind of all which ways. So a lot of times, for example, with one of the musicians that I play with a lot in Los Angeles, Clinton Patterson, we started off our collaborations just jamming together and just playing, and out of that, you know, we would create pieces. For the last album that I did, Shakti Sutra, I worked a lot on my own first and came up with melodies and heart parts, and then I took them to Clinton, and Clinton kind of refined them and came up with like bass lines and grooves and stuff like that. So we work all which ways.
Cool. And did you used to live there, and now you're living here? Or?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, I'm originally from Fort Collins, and then I moved to California almost 15 years ago, I think now, to Northern California. And I was there for 5 or 6 years, and then moved to Los Angeles to attend the California Institute of the Arts, CalArts, and have been there about the past 8 years. And now I'm spending a lot of time in Boulder as well.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
And I also do want to give a thanks and send a shout out to Steph Schwartz, who is just an amazing yogi and kirtan leader who I think introduced us. And
Steph invited me to come to a kirtan, and that's where we met.
That's right. So we have a wealth of kirtan leaders here, thankfully, and lots of great music. And so when you travel around, do you find yourself meeting other people who are maybe Indian or Indian American that really are also looking for ways to blend all the different musical traditions that they grew up with, including things like blues and other things?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of us out there for sure. On Incantations, I feature a singer named Aditya Prakash, who's a young Indian American from Los Angeles, who's a Carnatic singer, and we've done some work together, and he's got a fantastic band with jazz musicians. But there's a lot, for sure.
It's so neat to see all the genre bending and mixing and cross-fertilization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have about 10 minutes left, 12 minutes left or so. So what else would you like to play?
Let's play Kamash. So this is a flute, a piece that features the flute, the bansuri again, which is what I started off playing, seven-holed bamboo flute. While Nabeen is tuning it, I just want to mention, so we have playing with us tonight extraordinary tabla player Nabeen Shrestha, who's based in Westminster, and Nabeen will be playing with us on Thursday night as well at our concert, and Nabeen also performs all over Colorado and all over, I think, the states with his band Jam Ki Jam. Yep. And he also offers tabla lessons in Boulder and Denver and Westminster area as well. So
Maybe since he doesn't have a microphone, you can say how people can contact
him. Yeah, what's the website?
Rhythmoftabla.com.
It's rhythmoftabla.com. You can contact Nabeen.
Thank you.
time and again. It's so neat to hear these kirtan songs with, you know, the words that you recognize, but with a totally different melody. It's really, really nice.
Thank you.
We have just a few minutes more left. So what I think I might do is just thank you all so much, Sheila Brinkey and friends, and thank George Figgs, who's the producer and engineer for this, who's bringing you this amazing sound. We just have a few minutes left before Lito, el Bato del Barrio, is going to take over for Corrientes. So why don't we just go out with some music, and then they can just fade it out, unless you want to see something else. Let's just get some more music in.
Okay. Well, thanks again so much for having us tonight, Elena and George.
Thank you so much, and thank you to KJ and you and George and Jake, right? Everybody for helping out. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Cabaret, featuring a past live performance from vocalist and instrumentalist Sheila Brinkey. Please be sure to tune in again next week when we will welcome a live band into the studio. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Corriente.
Support comes from LID Landscapes, located in Boulder at 75th and Valmont. LID offers commercial management, snow management, residential maintenance, irrigation management, and more. LID is hiring for various positions. More information available at lidlandscapes.com. Patrocinado por LID Landscapes, ubicado en Boulder en la calle 75 y la Valmont. LID ofrece administración comercial, limpieza de nieve, mantenimiento residencial, mantenimiento de sistemas de riego y más. LID está contratando para varios puestos. Para más información, vea lidlandscapes.com.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Muy buenas noches, welcome to Corriente. This is George C. with you for 2 hours. Big up to beautiful cabaret Sheila Bringy. Corriente just now, 8 till 10. Then heavy set 10 to midnight with Cal, not to be missed. Sleepless nights after that. Good evening of music, please stay tuned. This is KGNU.